This is No Pig Spandex, episode 126 for Wednesday, March 16th, 2011.
Dear Good Breast. All right, we start out with
church.
Church song. Yes, that's not what we see too often, but
okay.
Where it's a new thing. Well, not really, yes. But
where?
And then Mika?
Takaru and Mako are getting married.
And Mia and Jaden are getting married.
This is Power Rangers.
Right?
You sure?
No. Mentor G is all, you know, crying.
Seriously, this is one of those things where it's literally, like I talked about in the very first episode, how it's so shot for shot the same thing, where it's the three are sitting in the corner in the exact same position, and then it pans up to the Rangers who look at each other, and then it pans over, and it shows the mentor crying, and the Green Ranger's like, well, that's all crazy, and he looks behind, and the Blue Ranger's crying. I mean, every little thing. Exactly.
I mean, right down to like, because like the shots, I don't even know if they reshot it at all, but like the opening shots where like you see like props in the church, you know, same like let's show
the candles.
Yeah. And everything is like, wow, they really just duplicated it.
Okay, well now I had a feeling that there was some duplication in the story because, well, let's be honest. But I thought that the scene with, you know, Mentor, he's crying. He's like, oh, God, oh, my God. And then Green's like, Lord have mercy. Turns around, Blue's crying. And he's like, it's allergies. And the flower. I was like, I laughed. It was funny. I liked it. It did.
It was.
Yeah, I agree. It was funny. I have no problem with it being funny. It's just still kind of bums me out a little bit.
It was pleasant.
Yes, I thought it was very cute. I thought G actually showed some emotion, besides, you know, being stoic and telling us how much he loves Jaden. So that was good. It was nifty.
He's like, Mia, so beautiful. I'm telling you, I think she wanted to be the one to marry her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Emily
does mention it quite frequently.
Emily reacts that way to everything. So.
Basically, yeah. Everything is surprising and wonderful and amazing.
Uh-huh, and perfect and great and wow. Ooh, roller coasters.
No, but she was really like, you know, on Mia's side. She was like, hey now, someday you'll be in a bridesmaid dress too.
Are you saying she wants to marry Jaden or she wants to marry Mia?
Mia.
Hello.
It's like, don't worry. We'll see you in a wedding gown in no time.
When you're marrying me.
Exactly.
She's going to murder Jaden.
Because, of course, I mean, yes. Yeah. I mean, duh. That's hello. Murder the sister. Now murder
the...
That's
how she goes.
Yeah.
All other women must die for her.
Hello.
Oh, snap.
I mean, hello, she's the one who was like, yo, Dayu, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just rep, you know, get all these brides and, you know, later on, just kill them. And then she's like, oh, man, wait, I gotta pretend I'm, like, nice. All right, I'll save them today. I'll save them.
Yes. Don't want to get blood all over the wedding dress.
Yes. Okay. There's too many witnesses anyway. I mean, Mia was right there, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then we get some Balkan Spike action, which I thought was kind of cute, except then Spike started talking.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Because I thought it was neat that they were sitting there with their little sticks and they were meditating. I thought that was cute. But then, like, what is it with the obsession with food? It's just so weird. It's like,
hello,
I don't know why it annoys me.
Fat guy, food.
But Spike's the one saying it.
Skinny guy, starving, hungry.
He's being socialized.
See, I like the fact that the monsters ran by and, you know, Spike was the one that noticed it and Bulk was oblivious, because that's very old school. That's what they always used to do, which was kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I think it was a good way to start the episode. You know, then we jumped to the theme music. That was nice.
But, we skip stuff.
Didn't we jump to the theme? Didn't we jump to the theme after that?
Well, yes, but before Bulk and Spike.
That's right. That's right. That, then G got a call from nobody.
Yes. Yeah. That was the thing.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, who is he talking to?
Because they don't have the Kurokus there, so he can't. Who is he talking to? Because they don't have those characters that are there.
And so. It's just, on its own, it's kind of hilarious and ridiculous, but it's also sort of like, again, it's like they'll take stuff away from Shinkenger, but they won't add anything. It's the same thing. It's just a tinier version of like the fisherman thing. They add nothing. They don't even bother telling you who's on the phone with them. Like, you could easily say they paid somebody, or they have a butler, or they have somebody.
Because but it would have been so easy to have Emily over at the other church or something.
Yes.
Because she wasn't the comic relief at that point. You know, you had the two dudes, comic relief. You know, Green was like, oh my gosh. You know, so just have her over there and be like, oh shoot.
Yeah, logically, you would have two rangers go one place and two rangers and G go one place and then three rangers go another place to, you know. Greater your odds of finding them or something, you know. Or
that actually makes way more sense than having everybody in one spot and just hoping that they find them instead of the other people getting away, you know, getting married at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm. So. But we can't do that. We have to do exactly the way it was. No alterations, none.
I mean, I would have even accepted, like, if the show was a different kind of show and handled differently, if Spike was there and he knew the Rangers and he could call them up, you know, or something, like, I don't know, like anything, but yeah. Random phone call from nobody.
I like having like a bigger supporting cast, but not too big, you know. It gives you wiggle room, like how Haley could always cover for the Dino Thunder Rangers or whatever. They always had an out, something that helped them. Here you got G and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't doing much.
That's the thing. It could have been G over there, like, hey, let's you know, but you need him to cry. So, you know.
Like oh my god, it actually could have been, and he could have called them.
Right.
Instead of him receiving a phone call from nobody and it's just, come on, like
right.
Especially since they're duplicating the crying joke anyway. They've got him and Kevin. They don't need two criers.
That's true. I mean, it was amusing, but, I mean, come on.
He doesn't even seem like a crier, you know? Because, like, at least G was established as having a little bit of a wacky side that comes out every little bit. But he, I don't know, just seems kind of weird.
G is lovable to me. Like, he's a lovable kind of old guy, you know?
He's a really tall teddy bear.
Yeah. Like, it's funny later in the episode when he, like, smacks Chiaki with a fan. That's cute. But, you know, Renee Nanabubu doesn't really do that, so I don't know.
And his performance, like, when he had to, when those few lines on the phone and he gets off the line, worst, I mean, probably the worst in this episode as far as just acting goes. Like,
you haven't gotten to Emily at the end of the episode.
Seriously? No.
No, wasn't that bad. No.
Oh, look, there is a bakery.
Well, okay, we'll get
to it. Wasn't that bad, but we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Samurai Rangers, cupcakes are ours.
All right, it wasn't that bad. Anyway, so yeah, okay, then the Spike and the Bulk and with the, and they're like, ooh, monsters, and ooh, whatever, oh, rats, we missed them. Cake. Intro.
But I like the fact that Bulk and Spike seem kind of like they want to do something, even if they don't have the balls to do it.
Yes.
You know, they kind of got the desire, but not the courage, which is nice.
Does Spike go to school?
Only to the Bulk Dojo.
How old is he?
He might go to school in the summer.
Well, he can't be that old because he's Skull's son.
Well, I mean, high school age, or
he would have to be like 13 or 14, maybe 15.
He's young enough to go to school.
Jeez,
unless they're on summer break, you know, like, you know, that's the only thing that I'm like they're just running around. Like, is this summertime? Like, what's going on?
Well, we had a baseball episode, so It would probably have to be, you know, April, May, June at the somewhere between April and like September.
Spring
That's all I
break.
can give you. That's all I can really give you.
That's all I could do.
That's when you play baseball.
So
Yes. And then, okay, so after the intro, what happened again?
they go back to the dojo to investigate.
That's right. And then Mike has to draw his star.
They have to
The
play with their water
massive,
maps.
the awesome water map.
Yeah. The street names were not nearly as cool this time, which disappointed me. They weren't like Super Avenue or nothing like that. They were boring. Unacceptable. God, just the dialogue in this scene seems, this whole scene seems just really weird. Everything with Kevin and his, have you studied maps and crime patterns before? Just, I don't know what it is. It's just annoying and breathy and I don't know what, I can't put a pin on what exactly I'm trying to say here.
I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, I didn't think it was like superb, but I didn't have a problem.
I'm getting acclimated to the samurai style.
Being beaten down.
you're just defeated, that's
Pretty much.
It's Kevin, man. It's Kevin and the girls. Something.
Like
That's
honestly, for like for this whole episode, I didn't have a pro the acting part. I didn't have a problem with most people. I mean, the mentor G is always gonna be weird.
Wow.
Well,
getting acclimated.
And
no, that
and
was the
um and then
only
and then Jaden is always he's w waxing face, which I have my theory on him, but
Well,
he gets I don't understand about him. Like he has two faces. Two. It is Stone Cold, or you can say stoic love, whatever. Stone Cold and Grimace. Those are his only two faces. Okay? And then randomly, just a little off chance where he, you know, if he mixes the two together, that's happy. But I mean, those are two. And everything is the same level. Everything is just like,
Hey.
oh, hey, look. Oh, I'm happy. Okay, let's go get some cake. Okay. Oh, let's go get some cupcakes. I mean, everything is just the same. And
Hey,
I
hey,
can't.
hey. Two faces is one more than Kevin has.
Kevin?
Kevin only has the look of who just farted.
Kevin gave a brilliant performance of him being allergic to flowers. Okay.
Wow.
Brilliance. Okay, so like let the brother just try a little something.
You
And when he was in
stop.
action, he was morphed. He was getting all pissed off and he was like, no, you didn't.
You need to
And
stop overly defending your chocolatey goodness.
okay, look, if you listen to the past episodes, let the record show that me and Kevin have
He's
not always
not
agreed.
clear.
Okay? But I will say when I think he did I, and he did I.
Well, I'm gonna say the line I mentioned was the only one of his during this episode that I really hated. My focus is more on the girls at this point in time, so he can get a pass this time.
I think, I mean, with Jaden, I'm still not that bothered by him. And part of the reason I think it is because, like, for me, it's better to be under than to be over. And I feel like almost everybody else, like, they're worse when they're over, right? So for him, he's like always mellow, always under, you know?
Okay,
So I'm okay.
this is what I think, all right? There is an under that is chill out, you know, you're just relaxed and you say your lines like you're relaxed and you're chill. He is not chill. He is
Cold
always
face.
dead face.
Comatose.
Comatose, dead, 6 feet under. Okay? If you want to talk about under, he's 6 feet under. All right? There's a difference.
I think
don't
Trista's right though. I think Trista's pretty much right. He is definitely not good, but
But I yeah, he's not
it's
good on
tolerable.
the thing about it is like everybody is not good. Okay, everybody. But like most of the time, more people are overacting, and that's not good. But then he's way on the opposite side too, and that's not good either. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but
It's
which
just
is worse?
over.
Over. Exactly.
Which
Over's
is
much.
worse.
Over is more.
I look at them the equal. I really do,
I would say
because
over because it's obtrusive. You know, at least Andre, you can kind of fade in the background and just annoy me.
But he's not fading in the background. That's the problem.
He could he's the on kind a secondary of level.
No, he's the kind of under that is like, his face is just always, it doesn't move. How does it move?
He's got a good Red Ranger voice when he's morphed.
He's getting married to Mia, right? Like the two times he's getting married to Mia, and his face doesn't move. How do you not move?
That was the one part where I was like, wow, could you have some kind of emotion, please?
To be fair, if I was getting married to me, I'd be like, okay.
Please, just Lord.
Okay, look, she's pretty to look at, all right? Let's come on. She's pretty.
She's also pretty dumb.
So it's just like, I mean, there's being like reserved and whatever, but there's no emotion. That's my problem. Everybody has over and he has none, and it gets to me.
Sometimes performances can be overwhelming and sometimes they can be underwhelming. He's just whelming.
No, he's way underwhelming.
He's just whelming. He exists. He does a good job of existing. He's really good at existing.
Who's mellow? A good example of mellow and really background, and you never know he was there. Adam.
Hi.
Adam.
Hi. What?
Adam was great. In MNPR, I mean, he was background, but he was mellow and chill. I never really thought like, wow, this dude is like annoying me with no emotion and junk. He was just like, yep.
Here I am. Yep.
What's up? All right.
Hey, cool. I'm Asian.
I'm black. I'm not black. It's Mazins. You know, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, he wasn't the greatest actor ever back in the day, but I mean, he was just chill. This one is just like up in your face, dead.
Yeah. Because he's the Red Ranger.
Well, he is the Red Ranger. I mean.
And we haven't even gotten up to that episode yet, Lord. I'm counting down the days, the weeks. But anywho, my point is that I think that in this episode overall, the acting wasn't as bad as it had been in previous episodes.
As long as you're talking about the three guys, I will agree with you.
No, what? Emily did not do a bad job.
Are we going to talk about the events, or are we just going to jump around and just start talking?
We're still talking about the dialogue. There was a lot of dialogue in this scene, and it wasn't very good. Okay?
Let's talk about it.
Emily and her. This is supposed to be the happiest day of their lives. Every girl wants to wear a wedding gown.
Just isn't that bad? My word.
I don't like that line.
Right.
That every girl wants to wear a wedding gown and all that, because that's not necessarily true.
And they want to go shoe shopping.
And I hate, again, it's just like every girl must do this and be girly girls and girly. And I'm
Yay!
Just.
I'm right. I don't agree with the line, but her saying, I had a problem. I really didn't. It was just, it was there. It was like, every girl wants to wear a wedding gown. I mean, she's cutesy and she does a thing. I'm like, all right, whatever.
I know, but when you deliver every line the exact same way, yeah, eventually you're going to hit on the right delivery, because, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day.
It's just luck. So, just a fluke. Yes.
You can't always be wrong.
But I think that this episode, she actually improved more than previous episodes, especially when, well, I mean, we're going to skip around again, but, you know.
That's why I was asking, because I know later on there's certain scenes where I'm like, oh, okay, this is not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm saying. But well, all right, you know, we're going order.
Okay, maybe she improved it later in the episode, but right here, right now, suck.
She did not suck. Anyway, continue.
Next.
So the fake wedding is revealed, right?
Oh, right. And then, like, what's her name? And then Mia was all like, yeah, what a bit. And then she's just, like, daydreaming a little bit, looks at Jade, and she's like, yeah, so we need to,
I'm a sucker for Cinderella. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Sure. And Jade's like, you need to shut up right now. And then, this is business.
Cinderella, Jaden. I'm sorry.
Wait, are we starting a romance here now or what?
We are not.
She kept looking at Jaden like...
I thought she wanted a piece of Kevin.
You know. Wait. Kevin
wanted a piece of Mia. Kevin wanted a piece of Mia. Now Mia wants a piece of Jaden.
Love triangle.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking Mia just really wants to get married, so she's throwing out feelers to all of that. G, you want a piece of this G? You want
any takers? Any invisible guy on the phone? I mean, I haven't seen you yet, but you know.
Fat guy and skinny guy we ran into at the bakery? You guys? Anybody?
Whoever you are.
I don't know. Because that's what every girl wants, though. They just want to find a man and settle down.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and you burn chicken for them.
Yeah, exactly. Get pregnant and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Barefoot. Stay in the kitchen. You're good to go. That's mm-hmm. all you really need. Oh, women have it so easy.
So she gives out the plan. She was like, all right, I'll be... Wait a minute. The list. Is this the part when they show the list?
Yes.
Yes, the list that had Erica Fong and Brittany, how do you say that?
Pirtle
on the list, along with the names of other people that work on the show.
And of course,
we're getting married.
Seamus Butt.
And Pierre Beaver. I think those are real people. Seamus Butt.
And Brittany Beaver. Was getting married to a guy named Hayden. What?
Yes. Oh, snap.
We know a Hayden. They spelled Erica's
and
name.
And he wouldn't get married to her. But...
Yeah, that's sad. They don't even like her enough to even spell her name right.
Oh. Poor lady.
Just Erica.
Yes. And some names were on the list two or three times. Some chicks were
really
hot. Yes.
Oh, no. Polygamy is rampant in the Power Ranger Samurai universe.
I guess so.
It's like, this ain't Utah.
Donna Marikovich is getting married a couple times.
Donna.
Well, she knows about the monster, so if it does, you know, if
it doesn't work out with one,
right? She's moving on to the next one.
Back up.
Yeah. Mm. So that's our extra rangers right there. So, but yes, I thought it was cute that they put the names on the list. It was a nice little thing. And actually made me pause the episode, which made me take longer to get through it, which was not the greatest, but... What? Just saying.
Giving little Easter eggs, it's nice.
Mm-hmm. It was cute. Anyway, what's next?
Japanese temple.
Wait, did we go to the villains yet?
Well, that's where we're going. Japanese temple.
Oh, I was talking about all the villains, but yeah.
No...
Daewoo.
Daewoo
is.
And there's a beautiful bride who's being like dropped on the floor. I was surprised.
Yeah, there's not really much there. It's just her saying, I'm just revealing her nefarious plans. There isn't really much here for me to say.
Right, and it throws her in the cake, and then she's like, oh, and they're. Tears will also make my beautiful dress. Wah! Like, all right.
Yeah. That's... And, you know, throughout this whole episode, like, she's actually kind of menacing. And even when she's joking and doing plays on words, it's not nearly as bad as, like, actual Monsters of the Week coming in. Like, they keep her at a certain level of cool.
Yeah, there was only, like, 1 minute in the episode during some fights where they really laid on the jokes. For the most part, it was pretty tame this week.
Yeah, it was pretty tolerable. Yeah. But I really did like Daewoo. I thought she was pretty calm and collected. She was a villain. It was nice.
Yeah, she was an actual villain.
And she was like, hey, you know what? I was jilted in the past. Here's a little hint to my story. I'm like, finally!
Oh, yep.
Story! Hey, no.
It's craziness. A plot? Right. Hints? Like, that are actually good? What?
Foreshadowing.
Whoa.
Yeah. Did we go to the main villains after that?
Okay. And Xandred takes another sip of his medicine.
Xandred is like really annoying right now. Like he's getting grum like level. Sits around.
Still not as bad as little ooh ah ooh guy, in his rhymes.
Squidward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that you've pointed them out, they're kind of annoying.
Ooh ah ooh. What is that? What the hell
Has he done that before? Because I
Yes, every damn episode.
It's been at least two episodes now. Ever since Jer pointed it out, I've been noticing it more. And I'm like,
rhymey time.
See, just like I said, like his dialogue just goes right over my head. Like, it's like he's not talking at all. But whatever.
But the only time he wasn't rhyming is when he was like, oh. And when I looked into the gap, I saw him.
He rhymed. Don't even think he didn't rhyme. He rhymed during that too.
Yeah.
You don't stop.
I didn't hear no rhyme.
But yes. He mentioned, obviously, Decker.
Decker.
Yes, he looked in. He said,
and him doesn't rhyme with Decker. All right.
Yes, and that's exactly how it was. How the dialogue went in Shinkinger. Like he specifically says, I saw him in the gap, or in the crevice, I guess, or whatever, however you want to translate it. Like he said it exactly. And the same thing, like the name of the sword is the same, even mm-hmm. though he pronounces it weird.
What's the name of the sword?
I like it. Udamasa.
Yeah.
I mean, something like Broken Justice or some crap like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Udamasa?
Yeah.
How does what's his name say it?
I mean, just more generic American accent.
Yeah,
or a massa.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, basically. Or a massa.
I was fine with its delivery. I didn't care.
No, that's part of the reason why I don't
Don't skip ahead.
When they use exact... I'm talking about the scene. When they use exact names from things, it's just... I'm just waiting for them to pronounce it in a way that is not what they pronounced it before. I hate that. Like, when they say Sanzu River, it kills me.
So do you like Dayu's Harmonia?
Yeah.
Go down to the Sanzu River. Watch me some Naruto.
The Sanzu River. Yeah. And Marco Ramasa.
And watch me some Gokiger.
Hey, that's perfectly acceptable.
No, it isn't. Mm-mm.
Cam Watanabe.
Watanabe.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
That's actually better than what a lot of people would say, like, Watanabe or something. Well, whatever. Anyway, move on. Watanabe.
All right. So. After. Oh, yeah. Then we see Dekka. And he's like, oh, yes, my Uramasa sword is ready to blah, blah, blah for one of the samurai rangers.
It just sounds like he's just Cole just giving his heroic speech. That's all it sounds like to me.
It sounds like Cole?
Yeah, he just sounds like, I mean, it doesn't sound like he's playing a different character. It doesn't sound like he tried to sound different. He's just Cole being Cole.
Okay, for me, it just sounds like an adult Rick Medina. That's what it sounds like to me.
An adult. So he wasn't an adult character before.
No, he was a little kid on speed. Like, it was, you know, Cole was hyped. It was very, hi, I'm Cole. Yeah, that's amazing. Oh my gosh.
No, he doesn't sound any different. He, you know, take a page out of Kelson Henderson's playbook. He knows how to sound different.
No, don't do that.
He at least knows how to sound different with different characters.
Lord.
He has range.
Lord.
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't too bothered by it, but I kind of wish they had put something like they changed his voice in some way.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
Yeah, put a little modulation to it, yeah.
I hate when they do that. Honestly, I really hate when they do that.
He was 2 seconds away from saying, I don't know much about spaceships or this machine empire, but I'm ready.
He wasn't all breathy and crap. Like, I mean, yeah, I did not mind it.
Mm.
So, y'all can all you want to. I did not mind it. So.
I will to the cows come home.
I didn't mind it either. Right. I think Rick Medina has a good voice for a villain.
You're biased.
I didn't find a problem with it. Like I was really trying hard. Trust me.
I just don't like that it's him just because he was a prominent Red Ranger for a year. So it's like
that's the thing.
Yeah.
Why is he back? That's what I want to know. Why is there a point?
Honestly, I don't care if it's because he was a Red Ranger. It could be a Red Ranger I liked and I'd be okay with it. It's the fact that he sucks.
But I just never like it anyway. Like Kelson Henderson, like Antonia Preble. I don't like it when they come back.
But see, really? that's
I don't like anybody
different, because those are like secondary, like way background.
And Tonya Primo wasn't even a secondary. She was like
tertiary.
One episode.
I know, but it's just like you see all the same faces over and over. So it's like, I mean, why is this guy coming back?
About, I could see you complain about Mara and Cassidy.
Yeah.
That
was prominent.
I mean, I don't agree, but I could at least understand that complaint. But complain about someone like Preble, I'm like, really? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Nah, I'm not really bothered by that. It's just when it's like a Red Ranger or a Ranger period. Like, come on, like
that's a stress, right? Like, exactly. Is that like it was just like his voice alone? You know what I'm saying? Because bunch of them have done that.
Nah, because if they brought somebody back, like, you know, Selwyn Ward, I'd be okay with that.
But like a leader coming back and being a villain, and it's like, and then you see her face, like, oh, really? We're not gonna be like, what is TJ doing there? Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand.
Especially,
I'm okay.
I mean, especially in a show where it's like, you have team. I'm not saying that they'll bring him back for a team up. I'm just saying. Team ups happen, right? And like they have episodes like Legacy of Power and like, you know, stuff that recognizes the past, and then we're gonna say like, oh, here's this new character that you've never seen before, even though you watch Wild Force and he was on for like 40 something episodes. Like,
oh, look, they're twins. Oh, snap.
That's what they do with Connor. Hey, he's got a twin in the Ninja Academy. In the Win Ninja Academy. The Ninja Academy, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I never understand that part of the accent. How do people down, you know, in Australia, New Zealand, place change A to ER? I've never understood that.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
So stupid.
Watch out for Godzilla!
Yeah, where would you even get that part of your accent? Like, I'm going to completely mispronounce this.
No, it's okay. You have the sound, right? So ninja, like the guttural sound. So turns into a little because of their, you know, how whatever. But Godzilla, they wouldn't say Godzilla. They would say Godzilla because it's not a guttural sound.
They have it because they have sloppy pig talk. That's why they have it.
Lord Jesus.
That is terrible. No. I think it is highly ironic that you, an American, are saying to these people, to English people who like invented the language, you know, and like cultivated it first before you.
First,
they're doing
it
wrong. Of course, they're saying it wrong, and you're right. Your way of doing it
first doesn't make you best. Because if that was true, we wouldn't have taken over hockey from Canada. We took it over. We made it better. In fact, you know what? We're America. We took almost everything over and made it better. USA, USA, USA.
Wow.
That's right.
Send your emails.
Yeah, other countries, suck it.
All of your hate mail, too.
Just make sure that the views...
Translate it to English.
The views of Jeremy Simpson do not reflect those of No Pink Spandex.
Right.
Just saying.
Or its related affiliates.
Exactly.
Translate your emails to me, and I will read them and burn them.
Anywho, back to the episode. Rick Medina didn't bother me, which is weird for me, but he didn't bother me.
Yeah, it's weird. Real weird.
Didn't bother me.
Eh. Y'all in the crack.
Next scene.
Some conversation that I don't even know what they said. They were getting ready to do the next part of their plan, and that's
They were getting ready to do their plan, and did Emily want to be the bride?
Oh, I forgot. Jaden, like when they showed the list of stuff, and then Jaden was Emily was like, "Oh my goodness, there's so many weddings going on at the same time. What are you gonna do?" And then Jaden's like, "I have an idea." And so their plan was, I called up everybody and told them what's going on. And then one of them wasn't canceled. So that was their plan, to go over to that one wedding. And then that's when, you know, monster blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Cut to Mia, you know, the wedding's happening. The regular bride is getting ready. And then Mia comes in like, shh.
I'm taking over. Sorry.
It's like, biatch, get out of my way.
This is my wedding now.
It was the same plan they had in Shinkenger, yep. Exactly. Scare the people into canceling their weddings.
It's the same, but I mean, I still like it.
It was just postponing.
Postponing. Not for, you can't get married ever now. That's it. The fate of the planet. If you get married, the world ends.
It is very easy to get another hall on such short notice, though, a few days later. It's very easy.
It's always. And, you know, your friends and family and everybody.
That flew out and everything.
Yeah, exactly. They can just stay.
If they can replicate themselves, they can replicate another hall.
It's pretty simple. I thought you were going to say they can replicate their friends and family.
Yes, may as well.
Some of these dummy friends and family.
Did they tell the people there what the plan was?
That's what I'm saying, because like when Mia and Jaden were walking down the aisle, your old people were smiling like they knew them.
Yes. They knew what was up. They were like, we're cool with this. We're cool with getting attacked by monsters.
We're good.
Well, obviously canceling the wedding was too outrageous, so yeah, they're just gonna stick around be happy with it.
Like, I just really
I bought this present already. Alright, moving.
I will take this toaster back to Target right now.
I bought my plane ticket to come and see this wedding. I don't care what happens.
I expected somebody to look at them and be like,
what's going on?
Who the hell is this Asian chick?
Exactly.
I thought Travis was marrying within his own race. What is this? His own kind. What kind of
marrying prisoners? How dare they?
Damn outsiders coming in and spoiling our gene pool.
Stealing our mans.
Better not have kids, that's all I gotta say.
Although I loved the bulk interlude. I loved it. Where he just said, there's a lot of weddings going around and along right now. I loved it. It was perfect. They were still sitting there. They were meditating. It was brilliant.
And then at first they were bummed about not catching the monsters, but then they were like, a lot of weddings going on.
Yes, I loved it. It was so fun. It was cute. It was a cute little interlude.
Their devotion to being heroes only goes so far.
They were meditating so that they can get strong and fight the monsters later.
Right.
Later.
They'll wait.
Yes. For them,
you know, get ready.
Let them come to us.
But I mean, we have to go back a little bit. I love Mia and Jaden. Take two. Down the aisle. But Jaden is still like, oh, this time, he actually gives her a little nod. Oh.
Yes, they did the Wild Force nod like six times. It was great.
Oh, it was a little nod. It was amazing. It was like, there's emotion. No, more like chin action, but whatever.
It's more like, we're doing this. Let's do it.
Why didn't the couple like protest more? You know, they just got thrown into a closet, and the Rangers didn't even bother to give them even the most remote of explanations as to what was going on.
And the whole time, I was thinking, it's bad luck for the groom to see the bride before the wedding.
Well, that's another thing that was funny is like they both walked down the aisle together instead of what normally would happen, which is, you know,
the groom waits. The guy,
Oh, wow.
Must be some crazy religion.
And Asians.
Wow.
Corrupting them already.
In Shinkenger, the second wedding was a different religion, so.
Right.
We're playing with some mop or something. I don't know what it was. It looked weird. And there were only like four guests there, so. Here it was just. Yeah, there was some
when you're
weird
playing temple. With a mop, I mean, you're only going to have four girls.
The priest was shaking a mop at them.
Oh my god. Anyways, it's culturally specific. Let's not judge.
I don't know what it's called, so it looked like a mop. I don't have a frame of reference to what to call it, so I will call it mop.
So then Moogers come in, tearing up the place, all the wedding gifts and stuff. Everybody's screaming, oh my gosh, Jaden's all acting like, no, oh my goodness. Mia's like screaming. He's all on the floor acting again. Oh, I'm in pain. Oh, Mia. And then he gets up and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna run after her now. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but whenever I see a ranger get thrown into like plastic furniture and the plastic furniture breaks, I always think it's awesome. I don't know why. It's great.
It did break, actually. Like, yes. Like the chair, it broke, literally. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that was intentional or not, but it looked kind of awesome.
Yeah, it always looked, I love it. I love it. I don't know why, but it's a great little thing. Props to Jaden's stunt actor for plastic chair with his plastic face.
Yes, but it was so great because like when they went into the little crevice or whatever, Jaden has his little smile. And he's like, "Okay, it's working." And I just love the fact that they have a plan and they, you know, they're carrying it out and it's like a little mission. Like,
fancy that.
Yeah.
They actually have an idea of how to do stuff. It's novel. It's a very novel concept. They should do that more often.
For samurai, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see Mia inside. It's Dayu.
And she's twisting her arm.
Oh no. She's stealing the morpher.
You thought you guys could get away with it? We were following you the whole time.
Why was the morpher glowing?
Was it?
Like, there's like the like a pink part of it, like for the receptor, I guess, you know, like for receptor, I don't know. Like, there's a little pink glow in the corner of it, and I don't know why. It was weird. I don't know. It glows for some reason. And then she told the Rangers to go to Warehouse 32, because in the Sentai footage, there's a 32 in the building, so you have to say Warehouse 32.
You can't just say go to the abandoned
Warehouse District.
No.
That actually would have been an appreciated throwback.
Both versions of the episode, they said Warehouse 32. You got to keep that straight. Every little detail. Every detail.
Terrible.
The same.
I hate it when, like, and this is not about Power Rangers specifically, it's just TV in general. I hate it when it's, like, non-specific stuff. It's like, yeah, I'll meet you at Warehouse 32. And, of course, you know exactly what that is. You don't have to say, like, you know, on Elm Street, you know, down around the corner from the bakery, or, you know what I mean? Like somehow they just know exactly what you mean. Or, like, when people are like, yeah, okay, we're going to go out on a date tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow night. And they don't say what time or anything. It's kind of like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, you would say that.
Hello, nighttime. Yeah. Just be ready.
Just whatever.
Every single person in the universe has a very deep knowledge of every single place in the city. Everything. They just know exactly where it is. Like, oh, yep, yeah, okay, gotcha. Warehouse 32. Everybody goes there all the time. We have parties there.
Well, I am sure if there was some confusion, they would have clarified. They would be like, oh, could I get directions?
And it's not like they have this, you know, magical water map thing.
Seriously.
That doesn't point out just, where they go.
They have Google Maps right there. Come on.
For real.
Yes, it's on the corner of Awesome Street and Super Boulevard. Right there is Warehouse 32.
So that didn't bother me so much.
I always thought it was weird. Like, why did the Rangers have to effing talk when they went to the warehouse? Like, they're supposed to be clones. And in Shinkenger, they don't talk, which is kind of your tip-off before they actually do the big reveal that something's not right here.
But actually, I'm glad I did talk because I didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know that, like, oh, they're clones. I thought, like, oh, snap.
It seems weird that they can just have these massive conversations when there's just supposed to be doubles.
Well, after the fact is revealed, yeah, but at the time.
But they're really smart clones. They're talkative ones. They like to, you know.
Yeah, but nothing they say is interesting.
I think what, like, my problem with it is not that the clones talk. It's that we're just now hearing about the clone thing. I guess it's okay because they did establish in that one baseball episode that they could make like a fake version of someone or something from their creepy memories.
Creepy ghost guy, yes.
But it was sort of like, I don't know, I guess I would have liked it if they mentioned it earlier that they could do that and make perfect Rangers with personalities and everything. But whatever.
I didn't mind it.
I don't know, I just kind of like the fact in the original how they gave you a little bit of a hint, you know, how you, without actually telling you.
Yeah.
So it didn't seem as kind of
left
field-ish, yeah. Here it was just like, why are you even talking? You got nothing to say besides, what? Oh, whoa, hey, what's going on? Oh, whoa, explosion, it's a trap. Great, that helped, that added a lot to the scene.
But the thing is, it did add a lot to the television show because I thought it was really dumb being dumb.
Yeah. It was really them exploding or whatever.
Rapid clones have the exact same personality as the originals. That tells you a lot.
Because I actually forgot that part of the Shinkenger episode, and so I was like, oh, I was actually surprised that they actually showed like the dynamite and it actually the whole huge explosion of it with like the building and everything. And I was wrapped up in the surprise of that, so I didn't even know.
So the kids are crying, thinking their Power Rangers died. Oh no. Oh no, what we do without Kevin?
Rejoice.
Okay, ease up, you know, ease up, ease up.
Replace him with Renee Nana Boo Boo, and then your team's set and you're good to go.
Renee Nana Boo Boo. So yeah. So they blow up. Oh no, commercial break. What are we gonna do? And then we get back to Dayu, he's like, ha ha ha. Blew up your Rangers.
Except not really, biatch. And then Jaden walks in.
It's like, get rid of her, boogers. Take care of that. Yeah, yeah. And then it's like, oh, look, folding sword up in my face. Oh, no.
Up in my face.
Yep.
Yes. And then we have the one actual change between the two episodes.
Which is awesome.
Because in Shinkenger, instead of using the Yellow Ranger, they use the Blue Ranger as the decoy. He had his lipstick on and everything. He was the bride.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It was great.
Mm-hmm. What?
The thing is, though, it doesn't completely come out of left field, because like part of the joke is that he's a kabuki actor, right? And so kabuki actors sometimes, if they're male, they'll play female, and so he's just sort of doing what he did, you know? So that's why it's funny. And people were saying they were disappointed that Kevin didn't do it. I was actually fine with it not being Kevin.
Yeah, that's something they don't need to translate. You know, it's a good call to skip that. Yeah. Because, and in Shinkenger, they made mention of the fact that Kodaha is shorter and much younger, so she wouldn't be, I guess, not pass as a bride as easily, because she wanted to do it.
Right.
But like, no. We're going to get Ryusuke and his girlish features to fill that role. And it was hilarious. It fit his character quite well. It would have been weird if Kevin did it.
Yeah. So that's one change. Slight change that is actually good, I think.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. They didn't want the first guy in drag to be a ranger. Leave it to Bolt.
Right. They're saving it. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, God.
Surprised they didn't. They should just had Spike do it. Why not have Spike do it, you know? Get him in the episode. Get him meeting the Rangers.
But wait a minute. You are skipping ahead.
I'm not. That's a what if that I would have liked. You know, let him meet the. Do something.
But come on, look. We got up to the part where Jaden and them bust through, and then Dai was like, what on earth? I thought you were blessed up. And then they explained everything. And I'm like, oh, snap.
We're smart. We have plans and stuff.
Yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. For real. I was like, go you. Go deep.
Wow, these guys aren't complete morons.
2 points for you. 2 points.
Yeah, exactly.
And mm-hmm. actually, I actually thought Emily looked cool for the first time in the season.
For real?
Yes, I actually agree. That was probably Emily's best scene so far.
Yes.
She didn't ham it up too much.
You know, she was slicing through the cake, and she was like, and what? Mm-hmm. You didn't expect me, what?
Yes! I like the look on her face. And like, she, you know what? She really played it down in the scene. And her voice was not that squeaky, crazy
right.
cutesy mm-hmm. voice. It was like serious, like samurai, like what I wanted like more of.
So keep doing that. Keep doing
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Because that was good.
Stick with that. Not what you did at the end of the episode. Stick with that.
Because I think like you can still be cutesy and have a little attitude too. I mean, you don't have to be like, wow, everything's amazing. Cupcakes are amazing.
Yeah, she sounds
cotton
like
candy's
a Barbie
amazing.
Doll.
Yeah. Wedding dress is amazing. You know, you don't have to, you know, you could be cutesy and still have attitude. I'm like, yes, do that.
Yes. Math is hard. Like Malibu. What was that on The Simpsons? The doll.
She oh, Malibu Stacy.
Yes. Math is hard. Yes, it is, Malibu Stacy. Yes, it is. Did anybody call for a web slinger? No. I love that episode. It's one of my favorite Simpsons. Because it was the first time we learned that, what's his name? Smithers is flamingly gay.
Uh-huh.
Like, hardcore flamingly gay. Let's go to The Simpsons.
At Rainbow's End.
Hello, Smithers. You're quite good at turning me on. This is Mr. Burns' computer screensaver.
Stupid.
I love that episode. What can I say? It's great stuff.
So yeah, then Dio's like, ah, crap, and tries to attack them, and they morph, and then she's outside, and then she's like, where are you? And they come out individually.
Individually, but I don't like the fact that they said the same damn thing each time.
That was bad.
Say your color or your power or something different.
What did they say?
They all said Samurai Ranger Ready. Every one of them.
It hurt the scene a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, because in Shinkenju they say their name, and then they say whatever Shinken Red or whatever, right? And they actually do the exact same thing in Wild Force, and Gowranger, right? Like that's where they got it from, right? So I thought, why don't they just do that? I mean, usually I'm not advocating for them to just do the same thing, but in this case, I would have been okay with that. Say your name and say your ranger color. Like it would have been better than everybody saying the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is where I will disagree a little bit, okay? Because if you say the same line, right, then that shows potentially the different characteristics of each ranger, right? So, you know, Jaden, he, you know, Samurai Ranger, you know, you all serious Samurai Ranger, right? Okay, come on, whatever. You know, who was the next one? Was it Blue? Blue was like, look, yo, Samurai Ranger ready. He was like, look, I am playing with you right now. And then you look up in the tree and then, yo, chick is in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then Green, he was like, let's do this. All right, Samurai Ranger ready. All right, you know. And then yo, Yellow is coming up in the rear. She was like, yeah, Samurai Ranger ready. I'm like, what? So I didn't mind it. I was like, all right, they doing that stuff. And then Mia's like, yeah, I'm gonna say this. You, I don't know. We come together, power invested in me, some kind of crap.
I liked Mia's line.
Yes, I like that.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So she said, dearly beloved, we're gathered here for one thing, to kick your ass up the mountain.
Then he said, Rangers together, Summer Ferrer. That, I was like, oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. They killed it.
Yeah, but no, I mean, like, it wasn't a horrible thing that they said Sam all said the same thing, but it could have been better if they would have a little individuality.
Yeah.
I mean, this instance shows their solidarity.
They could do both, though. I mean, show personality, you know. And because with their movements and everything,
too.
The scene's
going to look that way no matter what, because that's how
Shinkenger. Exactly.
It's just that they had to reshoot Red and Blue.
Yeah.
Because Red was in front of a graveyard, and Blue came out underneath the little white cloth that always comes up whenever they morph.
Right.
They didn't have that. But, I don't know, it was good. It was just, it could have been a little bit better.
That was hot. Not gonna lie, that was hot.
I'll take what I can get.
It was lukewarm.
Die, stop. All right. So then, you know, Mugen's attack, blah, 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 woo, woo, beep, 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 and then Blue and Pink, random rock quarry.
Well, they were kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
The thing is, though, when they fight the Moogers all this time, like, imagine Shinkenger, the Rangers, they don't talk. The Green Ranger says, like, one line, maybe, but everybody else, you just fight. You don't have to give me play-by-play while you're fighting with wacky lines. It's just...
Yeah.
Like, these guys are going to need a dentist because I'm knocking their teeth out or some kind of crap. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Which is not even... Like, you're fighting with a sword. You're not coming close to their mouths at all. Like, what's the point of that?
But yeah,
I thought it was a lot more subdued in this one, so I was thankful.
Well, yeah, it was the only time in the episode where they did it, but it still kind of ruined it because I was like, all right, we're going to do an episode without any wacky dialogue. We're doing okay. And then we got like a whole minute straight of crazy Mooger jokes.
Well, what I liked, I mean, I would have preferred if they were just silent, or mostly silent, but I kind of like where they had this little exchange where it's like, where's Dayu? Where did she go? She must have run away. And then boom, you know, explosions, and there's Dayu, and she gets to have her little moment. And like, she like runs past the Rangers. She does that classic sort of samurai move. And they're like, what? What was that? And then boom, you know, they got hit.
Well, yeah, I didn't mind their exchange. That I didn't mind. It was just like yellow and green. I don't need to hear about them being like ants and you're going to knock somebody's teeth out. Well,
it's an inherently American thing. Like I mentioned this before with Dragon Ball Z. They did the same thing where there are times where you don't need to talk. But in America, we feel like you always have to talk.
Yeah, something has to be being said. Filling the space.
You don't have to do that. You can just let the mood take you. You don't have to, you know, throw in hijinks. You can just let the fight, just let us watch the fighting. Be like, oh, it's cool fighting. Yay, okay. I mean, less is more. Less is more. Remember that. Sometimes.
But to be fair, it was less in this episode than previous ones.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Previous ones, it was like, you know, every other second.
And honestly, like, I mean, I noticed a few people saying, like, oh, it looks like they're improving. And I don't know, maybe that's true. To me, honestly, I kind of just feel like the reason it's more subdued and less is probably just because they didn't have a monster where they could exploit the hell out of whatever his theme is.
True.
I guarantee you, the next time we go to an episode, probably next week, when it's just a regular monster of the week again, it's going to go right back to the way it was.
True.
Yes. And everybody keeps saying this is a better episode overall. I don't want to be one of those people who says this, but it was a better episode overall because this was one of the better Shin Kendra episodes to me, honestly. And they just copied it really well. They didn't go over the top with it. It's really, and if you've got good material, it's like, it's why I say that, I mean, even though I'm not a fan, I like Time Force more than Wild Force because I like Time Ranger more than I liked Gao Ranger, quite simply put. I know you don't think it's as much of a copy as it is. It is, but
it's not.
it's when you got good material. It's and you're just gonna copy. The better material you have to work with, the harder it is to fail. Honestly,
that's true. I still think it's a lot more original.
I mean, Gao Ranger was garbage, so
yeah,
they would have had to make a really, really, really massive effort to not make Wild Force suck. It would have been really hard.
No. Well, they just didn't make much of an effort at all.
I'm not falling into the trap.
I'm not trying to trap you. I'm just.
Yes, you are. You're just putting this out. You're just going to keep going on and on.
You can offer your opinion.
Hey, you know what? You know what? It can fail even worse because.
Number three.
Listen. It can fail even worse because Magi Ranger was a great season and Mystic Force did a lot of copying and Mystic Force blew it. So at least Wild Force just lived up to what it had to work with. You know. So that's something.
Wow. That was some backhanded compliment.
Same thing with Overdrive, same thing with Jungle Fury. All three of those Sentai seasons were quite good. Quite good. And they did a lot of the same stuff. And it ended
Jungle
being,
Fury? Good?
Geki Ranger was good.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like Geki Ranger was
It was okay.
It was aight.
I thought it was hot.
It was
aight. It must have took a while because I bailed out.
Yeah, I bailed out too.
The first several episodes are not that good.
I don't know, probably like 18. Disagree. And I was like, I'm done.
Disagree. Jungle Fury is hot from start to finish.
You mean Geki Ranger?
Geki Ranger, yes. Not Jungle Fury.
God, no. By the time they got up to like their upgraded suits and stuff, that's where for me it started to get really interesting, at least.
Yeah, I always liked. I think my example for where it took a while to get good was Abba Ranger. Abba Ranger was just night and day once they got the fifth ranger there. Just so much better. So much better once Killer showed up, but. Geki Ranger was always pretty good, but definitely it got better when they got their power-ups, and then they got the other two.
It was
rings.
Always pretty good. You had the blue one and the yellow one. Boring.
Yeah, they were.
weren't. I agree that that would probably be the weakest point of the whole series, was that they...
Rangers.
The other three Rangers were great, and those two were okay before they got upstaged by the others. They were good.
It doesn't take much to upstage them, but
you and your Retsu bashing. Okay.
The thing is, I don't even think he's that bad. It's just they didn't really do much except like have him be the brother of the awesome Go
He's a painter. He likes to tell you that I made it.
That's the thing. It's like, okay, here's the thing. And we'll get back to Samurai in just a second. Here's the thing.
Maybe.
You usually, on these Sentai seasons, like, you usually have one quote-unquote boring one, like the straight one, right? But in this one, when it started out with three, there were two of them! Two out of three were boring! Yeah,
but you see, also, and then
top it off with one being really wacky. Really wacky, not just sort of wacky, extremely, really wacky.
Yeah.
I'm just,
to be fair, they also had two interesting villains, which are, you know, I mean, compared to other seasons.
That is true.
They had two human villains that were quite interesting.
That is true. But it's just when they focus more time on the boring people.
You know what, honestly, I don't know what it is, because I agree with you. Usually, like, over-exciting Red Rangers piss me off a lot of the time. Like, Deca Ranger, that he dragged it down. I mean, even Magi Ranger, Kai was my least favorite of the six. Something about John I just liked. I don't know what it was.
But that's the thing. It's like, I think out of any other season, like, if you put John in another season, I wouldn't mind him. If you put one of the other boring ones in another season, I wouldn't mind them. But them together, it was just...
Because there's somebody else to, like, offset.
Yeah, but, like, you got really boring to really wacky, and there's no in between.
There is training in being boring. Ding.
On that note,
moving right along.
That's the greatest cop out for everything. There's training in it. Sorry.
Moving right along. So back to the samurai. So yes, plan was revealed. Awesome, smart, yay! Go Rangers! Yes. Fighting, doing their thing. They talk too much, whatever. Kevin and Mia are like blow to blow or whatever, and then they're like on the flow, and then they're about to get beaten down, and then Jaden comes in and starts doing his sword thing, swords and stuff and whatever, and then he's about to get taken down, and then the other two come in, and then the cannon, and then
the cannon. They did that stupid thing again.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was terrible. I don't understand why they think that is cool. And not only that, it's not even delivered well. Like everybody's tone of voice is at a different level.
It's like you're on a train and you hear these automated voices, right? This stop is 166th Street. Next stop is St. Lawrence Avenue.
Damn, welcome clear. To Movie Good. Phone.
Closing doors, please. I mean, it's like one of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hope it this was... helps.
Yes.
This should change your tune.
It's like horrible. And all you have to just a little grunt. Just do a little grunt.
Don't do anything. Do nothing. Just put me in.
Even if you just had, like, Jaden say, this should change your tune, you know, and then everybody. Fine. I'm totally fine with that. Like, but just. Like breaking it up,
or they could even do it like the Zeo cannon, where they're like power cell one, power cell two. You know, they could do disc one, disc two,
disc one, disc two,
red disc, pink disc, yellow disc, fire,
pink, red, yellow, blue,
locked and drop, ready to rock.
Locked and dropped. Oh yeah.
Was it painfully? By the way, as someone who didn't watch the episode, was it painfully obvious that this episode had something to do with the Blue Ranger, because all of a sudden pink and blue started working
together. I was like, why are they working together all the time?
Yeah, what's Kevin doing now? Why is Kevin getting there?
What is Kevin? I mean, I know he was crying over Mia, you know, a little bit. But...
See, and now you know. Now it makes sense. Because it's just so random. Like, what? Why? Why can't you just reshoot a little footage and have Emily help her?
Yeah.
That
actually would have been cool. It's the females.
Well, it's not that big a deal. We're just conditioned to it because we've watched Power Rangers for so long, so we know that it was his focus episode at some point.
Well, that's what happens. You don't get to be cool unless the episode is about you. That's the rule. Unless you're the Red Ranger You don't get to be cool.
But you know what? What I didn't mind is because later on the Rangers, like, they came and helped them, and everybody really at the end, you know, had their little blows to Dayu. So I didn't mind, right? It was just like random. Like, it was, you know, this was episode about Mia and Emily doing all the hard work, and then randomly Blue comes in and just saves the day. That'll be a little weird. But
did they just reuse footage from a couple episodes ago, or what's going on here? Right, yeah. Just something.
But yeah, so anyway. This I didn't mind. I didn't mind that much. But I was like, oh, look, that was a pink and blue focus episode in the Sentai. Interesting.
Yeah. I really would have rather, just because it is such a female-centric episode, it would have been great if they had done, like, a female-centric sword slashy thing, something. But oh, well.
Yes. It was fine.
And then enter SpongeBob Decker.
SpongeBob, yeah. No, for real, like, I'm, like, waiting for this, like, yo, because I saw the preview or whatever, the sneak clip or whatever, and I'm waiting, I'm like, yeah, and SpongeBob is all up in my face. Really?
Yes.
I have to wonder if they timed that stuff.
They had to, it was so perfect. SpongeBob just jumped all up in that period.
Pretty sure it's the same time in every episode.
But it's so perfect, like, every time, like, he's leaping straight in, it's like, oh, SpongeBob, he's streaking through.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amazing.
And then, of course, what is Deka? It's like, Red Ranger. Blah, 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 blah. Red Ranger.
Zone, Red Ranger.
Blah, 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 Red Ranger.
You will clash with Yarimasha.
Yarimasa.
Whatever.
You're a mess.
Did you come to save me, Decker? Not really.
Yeah, you know.
I have got for Red Ranger!
The sword's name in a country accent does not sound kosher.
Yeah.
You're a mess.
I mean, you change his name from Juzo to Decker. Why don't you change Yarimasa to, I don't know what.
Why don't you just keep Juzo?
No, change the sword name. I don't know, Dread Saber or something.
No,
keep her up with Dread in there. No. Let's put Dread or Evil or some other word like Villa.
I would prefer it over Yarimasa. I'm not into that.
No, I have more issue with Decker. I mean, what kind of name is that for a villain? Especially if he's not going to deck anybody, he's just going to.
But it's not D-E-C-K, it's D-E-K-E-R.
Oh, is it D-E-K?
Yeah, D-E-K-E-R, yes.
Yes, there's no C. You know?
he was named after Ellie Deco. Oh, snap!
Oh, it probably was. He's like, I'm fronting this money, you're going to give me a character.
You heard it here first.
God.
Frizzy exclusive.
Because R and L in Japanese are the same sound.
Well, that's
it is Deckel.
That's true, actually. Oh my god. Oh my god.
He thinks he's so cool.
Fine, let's just give him an innocuous bad guy name like Vengix. That'll be perfectly fine.
No controversy there.
No, yeah. Exactly.
The fans won't be debating this. Come on.
We'll call him Zetter. And nobody will care.
Just call it Mystic Mother. Nobody cares.
That makes sense. I mean, yeah, especially if it's Cole. Like, yeah, in 3 years or however many years he became the Emperor of Evil.
That's perfectly plausible. I don't see why you could punch holes in that logic.
The Emperor of all samurai evil in the universe.
Yes. With his mighty sword, the Astro Saber.
The Spiral Saber, yes.
That's what it was. Spiral Saber. I forgot what it was called.
Astro Spiral. Same thing.
Why do people always call them the Astro Rangers anyway? I never understood that.
Well, space. Astro.
Because of the Astro Megazord. Because back then we had the prefixes. Okay. Yeah.
So people couldn't just call them the Space Rangers?
No.
Okay, that was weird.
Because, you know, we had the Zeo Megazord, we had the Turbo Megazord, so it's like...
Space Megazord.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't the Space Megazord.
So it was...
And a lot of people thought they were the Light Star Rangers, too, because the toys came out with that name.
Yeah, that's right. Weird. Anyway.
That's why people are crazy.
Yeah, so Decker saved her.
And then he says, giant moogers.
Yeah, that was nasty.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Wait, we forgot. What's her name? Dayu was like, you came here to save me? And he's like, not quite.
Like, I don't care about you, bitch.
Like chicks.
Even though I am carrying you away from the situation right now. I didn't come here to save you. I'm good.
I didn't come here to save you.
I'm here for Max and Danny.
Wow. Reunion.
Oh.
Maybe they could be the Moogers, you know.
Cameos.
Moogers are far too good for them.
Oh.
No, they can be the captured brides.
Oh, this is their next stop on their world tour. They're
still on that. States.
Yep. They didn't realize that you eventually are supposed to stop and go back, you know.
Do the gay people have like 10-year long honeymoons, or what's the deal?
That's exactly right.
Special thing for the gays.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but like with a place like Rainbow's End, you know they have to stop.
Yeah, exactly. That's the end of the journey. That's the end of the rainbow.
They go there and they taste the rainbow.
Oh, God.
I love it. All right, so we got to the end of this episode yet? No, because the Megazord hasn't fought yet.
Giant Moogers grew, Megazord came, they used both modes, they won, end of story.
I'm sorry, but like the whole, the swordfish.
Swordfish.
And then
the sword on his head.
Horrible. Was really...
Don't worry, I don't think they ever use it again.
Something.
They might like once more in the series. Because next week is White Ranger Tiger Power. So, don't worry.
Yep.
White Ranger Spoiler. Tiger Power.
I wonder if they'll use the music.
And if they follow Shinkinger, which of course they will, Rick Medina is gonna be here in his human form.
Words,
yes,
word,
yes. So you get the good with the White Ranger Tiger power, and you get the bad.
With the red tiger,
you take the bad.
Oh God, let's not.
No.
Hey, it's better than freaking Wild Force chick with. Crackhead. All right.
We could just not do it. We could just not.
That's not. We could have it, you know.
So, then afterwards, Hulk and Spike are staring at food because why the hell not?
Just staring at it. And then that's it.
And then Bulk is like, look, this is not what I had in mind of in slicing a sword through injustice like a knife through cake. And then Spike's like, well, I want to slice this vanilla cupcake some injustice or some kind of crap. I'm like,
I see no flaws with Bulk's analogy. It's just perfect. You slice through cake.
I just thought it was injustice. Funny that he repeated the entire line, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, no, it was at the beginning. It was like half an hour ago.
For
you
us?
Have to remind me.
Yeah. Well, speaking of
people
reminding...
like me, just try to forget immediately. So,
right, but I mean, speaking of reminding, like we had a flashback in this episode to 2 minutes earlier, where Decker says Red Ranger again, and Jaden has
again. To be fair, they did the same thing in Shinkenger.
And what? This ain't Shinkenger. At least, well,
yes,
you know,
it is.
It's not called Shinkenger.
This is Mighty Morphin Shinkenger. You accept that.
No, I don't want to.
But actually, I think this part of this last scene was actually handled a little better in Samurai, because at least Mia like wondered about Daewoo, which she didn't do, and Mako didn't do, which I think was good because they're giving Daewoo some character, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's making you think. Maybe she's not totally evil. Maybe, you know, it's nice.
She's the one that turns human at the end. Who knows?
Oh, snap. Actually, they might actually do that.
They are going to do that. They really are.
What's horrible is that it is. And in Shinkenger,
And then they're going to marry her off. They are going to say
The husband's waiting. I was waiting for you this whole time.
Decker is waiting.
God. No, Decker's going to say she has cooties and get away from her.
Well, I know that they're not going to finish the story with Decker the same way they did with Juzo, but anyway.
Yeah,
we'll wait.
That was about the most anticlimactic ending ever.
Well, I'm just talking about how exactly it was done. But we'll talk about it.
Spoilers.
But no.
So, the last scene.
I've never felt so pretty in my dress.
Excuse me. Look, Mike said, hey, you look very beautiful. You know, I was like a little. See, they trying to hook up everybody. Mm-hmm. She was like, thanks.
There's nothing like a cupcake to make you feel better. Look, there's cupcakes over there.
I don't understand why this is such a bad line or such a huge offense.
It wasn't that huge.
It wasn't that huge to me either.
Samurai Rangers, cupcakes are ours.
Hilarious.
Because we've already been over this, girls want three things: to shop for shoes, to get married, and to use sweets to make them feel better. Honestly, this is like so stereotypical woman. It's getting hilarious at this point in time. I love
it. It feels very sexist.
No, it just feels very simple. Like, you know, just really base.
Girls do this and boys do that.
They don't mean to be so wrong, but they're like, oh, let's just keep it simple, keep it really basic. Oh, girls like to shop. Girls like pretty things. Girls like sweet things. Yay!
Yeah.
Repeat that.
We need to have that episode where Mia and Emily are obsessed with diamond rings. Haven't done that yet.
God, no.
I'm trying to think, what other female stereotypes haven't they covered yet?
Well, that's under pretty things. All right,
They need to say that all the men are lazy.
What?
They need to remind us how lazy men are and how women do everything.
Is this coming from your own life? Is that personal experiences?
No. I have no idea what you're talking about. Pleading the fifth.
Oh snap. And then Jaden comes in, of course, you know. No emotion again.
He's contemplating Decker.
Really? He's always contemplating then. He's forever contemplating. Every time, all the time. Give me a face.
He's fine.
He's not fine. No, you like that kind of crap.
What kind of crap? What? Yes.
He will contemplate, and then Kevin will walk in and be like, man, who farted? Perfect. It'd be great. It's a good scene right there. I think they should write that into the show.
But now you're missing my favorite part.
Yes, the meeting.
Walk into the stove, into the bakery, and then Bulk and Spike are walking out, and they're like, and a little shuffle. Get past them.
Slight awkwardness.
Awkward.
Yes. Mike didn't even glance at the Pink Ranger. What is that?
Yeah.
They gotta save it. It's love at first sight.
So to me, it's like, I mean, honestly, the whole time they were purposefully
keeping them apart.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like they actually have a goal now, which I like.
Well, I don't like that they've been separated for so long.
The only thing that gets me is that it kind of confirms to me that when we get the actual premiere, there's going to be no interaction there either. You know, it kind of just tells me.
Which is horrible. Like, if that's how it is, it's just, what have we been doing?
But the thing is, for me, I like the idea of, oh, look, they actually planned them not meeting, and so that they're building up the awkwardness and the, you know, I actually like that instead of it just being like they're off doing something else and that's all we're gonna ever see, you know. Right.
At least I feel like I have something to look forward to now, even if it's gonna take way too long.
I mean, I always assumed that they would come together.
I don't know, man. I ain't assuming anything with this season.
Are we still assuming that they're going to come together?
Come together in the sense that they will have scenes together at some point. Who knows what will actually happen, but...
I get the feeling there's going to be a big moment, you know, where
you
they
do
something. Where they do something, yeah. Nothing like, you know, like they save the day or anything. You know, something along the lines of the kaleidoscope thing in season two. You know, something where they do, you know, go Vulcan Spike.
That would be nice.
Yes. It's just, it's going to take a long time. Which is still disappointing.
I just wish there was more interaction. Mm-hmm. Or something. I mean, this episode did well, I think. At least... involving them and having them share the exact same space and know it. You know?
Because I never understood why I kept hearing all this BS from people saying on the board that Paul Schreier and Felix Ryan aren't even in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Because they're still with the Rangers.
There was a time where I thought that too, actually.
All I just thought was they don't have many scenes. They don't do a lot, so they don't need to be there. You know, they don't have to come at the same time and leave.
They don't even have to be in the same country.
Yes, they do. It's just that, you know, they have so much little to do. The Rangers might have to go back to film. They could probably stay in here a couple more weeks, be like, whatever, we'll get there when we get there. We can film we can film like 5 episodes worth of scenes in about an hour or so.
Yeah.
Whatever. Just did they use a green screen to have them with the Up Rangers? No, idiot. No, they didn't use stand-ins. They didn't use a green screen. They're there.
Yeah.
Jesus.
The thing is, I mean, the actors have said, you know, oh, hey, going to New Zealand to film, so... Yeah, they were there.
They're lying.
Well, they also said they were going to be in New York for a parade, but...
Wow. That's a little different.
Is it?
You shut up.
Yeah, man. And that... What was the last scene? That was the last scene?
Was it?
Yep. Literally, like, they walk in, they walk out. The end.
Mm-hmm.
And then the promo for the next episode.
Blue Ranger gone bad.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it's not the exact same promo from all of the other ones where it's like, enter the new
monster. This monster here, and he's really bad, and what they're going to do.
The greatest threat ever. Until
will
next
the Rangers defeat the da 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 da? Find out in da 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 da. That's literally every single one. There's a monster. Will the Rangers beat him? The end.
Mm-hmm.
But now
I've not been keeping track.
now it's here's Kevin. Will the Rangers win?
Hey.
Well, one of them will at least.
Oh, snap.
Oh.
So yeah, now this episode did quite well, like better than previous ones. And then now leading into, like, oh, snap, Kevin's going bad. What up? It's like a show now.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
It's getting there.
I get the feeling that this episode is luring you into a false sense of security.
Yeah.
Because there was no monster.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
And
my hope for, like,
and I can
an
already...
hour and a half.
I can already see, because, like, the next monster is, like, a lion tamer type deal, or, like, a circus guy. So, the potential for punnery is, like, at level 10 right now.
I can ignore punnery. I can ignore it. Just give me some hope for, like, this last hour and a half.
It's a Kevin-focused episode, Lisa.
Where he's evil, so he won't be all like, yeah!
That's the acting.
Yeah!
Didn't you hear this one line in the promo? Being under a spell means you have an excuse to sound wooden. That's all he's really got going for him right now.
So it'll fit, Master, for the first time. Yes. He'll be in character, right?
It'll be perfect.
Y'all a bunch of haters. Haters, haters.
Even though, like actually, in the Shingenger version, he didn't really talk much when he was under a spell. But of course, in Samurai, I guess, version, like, yeah. I am evil, I'm going to destroy you.
He's going to throw out some jokes. Jokes yes. time.
Okay, y'all don't know that. Y'all need to stop hating.
No, I'm don't sorry. Know. This episode, if anything, has finally proven once and for all that that wait and see crap is crap.
Wow.
We got our stupid Mia line. We've got our Rangers that can't act. We've got Ricardo Medina Jr. back in the Juzo role that we thought. I mean, we don't need to wait for this anymore. We know what's going to happen.
We don't know.
We know. We
just
know.
Assume.
We know.
Wait a minute.
We have it on very good authority.
Yes. Wait a minute. Okay, now here's something that you have to think about. Did we know that this episode wasn't going to completely suck? No.
Yes.
No, not at all.
It was not in the realm of good.
It was not in the realm of horrible.
We're just getting
somewhere in
the
general vicinity, though.
Let's grade it. Let me just grade it then.
You know what? Three. All you had to do was tell me that this was an episode that focused on characters like Dayu, who I like, and I would have known there would be a better chance that it wouldn't be completely awful. Because if you focus on the good characters, it's going to be a better episode. If you focus on Hector David Jr., then I'm probably going to think it's probably going to be a better episode. You just play the odds, Lisa.
But honestly, though, like, yes, I was looking forward to some Dayu action, but, like, I was also thinking, okay, this is a wedding episode, so that means heavy focus
also,
on girls.
And I was also thinking it's going to be the Dome Dolls all over again.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Wow. Wow.
Come on. Brides usually don't. And mad chicks, like, you think it's going to be all, like, you know, people kicking butt and stuff? No, it's usually cheesy crap or whatever. I did not have hopes. I was afraid. But it actually turned out to be all right. So, grade it.
Yeah, because the Shin Country episode was all right.
Grade it.
Three. There's no way in hell you're getting more than a three out of me for this.
Seriously.
Tristan.
I'm going to say, okay.
Don't even play.
Don't even do high or low. Don't even quantify this.
What?
Cold, hard numbers.
Look, if you don't want to quantify it, that's fine. Okay.
No, because even... you're going to give it a low, but you're going to be like, it's a high three.
Oh, my
if
God.
You
even
do
wow.
it, you were going to do it. You were going
to
do it.
If you even flirt with a four, I will come to California and I will beat your tiny black.
No, he's not going to give it a four. He was going to say high three.
This is great. I love that you, like, already know everything. Okay.
Don't I know? Do I need a preview?
No. No, I'm going to explain.
Spandex. Tristan watches an episode of Samurai, but he doesn't hate it. What grade will he give it? Tune in next week. Yes.
Wow.
And then SpongeBob pops up. kicks Tristan's.
Anyway.
I would pay to see SpongeBob kick.
Great.
No, go ahead, Tristan. Go ahead.
Anyways, like I was saying, I'm going to explain my grade, okay? Like I was saying, this is a wedding episode, right? So I'm expecting girls, and frankly, I mean, the girls in the show are just weak most of the time. Like, their performances suck a lot. Like, it's just not up to the level that I, you know, want. You know, so I was like going, it was like, okay, is Emily gonna deliver? Is Emily gonna? Of course she's not. But then she actually did, and she was quieter. She wasn't crazy sounding, and even those few little moments where she was a little more high pitched, it was fine because it was offset by all those other moments. And so I was like, you know, this is not. I think this might be my favorite episode. And like I was saying, like. Like they have plans and stuff, and it's like a mission episode. And I'm not directly comparing these two, but it kind of took me back to like Mission to Secret City in space, where it was like a situation where the bad guys had trapped some people, and then the Rangers had to go infiltrate it and they had to think of plans and do all this stuff. And I like those kinds of episodes. And so it was fun. That said, there's still problems. So it's no higher than a 3. But I mean, clearly, yes, it is a high 3 spy.
Thank you.
Because it's to me, it's the best episode. It's the most well-rounded episode that we've seen so far. And good performances, or at least, you know, not horrible, by the ones that were not so great before. So, that's a 3.
Yeah, I definitely 3. Definitely solid, rock solid 3. You know what I mean?
Solid, it was like a rock.
As solid as a rock. Yes. So it is, I mean, I, and of course, it's the best episode we've had so far.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hands down. Like, hands
freaking what's better?
Down.
And it's between this and the first episode. Probably this one. But
I was not on the mic train at that time. It was not, I was, what? It was still, But then he got into the groove later on. But yeah, this was really solid. Like, the plot was solid. Little hints, solid. I mean, it was really, there are things I'm not going to like because it's Samurai, let's be honest.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, this was actually a decent episode. Solid 3. No qualms of giving it anything lower or higher. Amazing.
There's a story, you know, more than just a, there was a plot, there was a progression of events that the Rangers influenced, and the bad guys, you know, did stuff. I don't know. It was good. So it sets up future stuff. Okay,
You mean there's things that we kind of care about in the future that happened in this episode? Amazing. It
gives me incentive to watch again.
Wow.
Instead of, you know, just
you
saying screw it.
You mean it's a TV show? Amazing.
Yeah. But I'm not taking this as being like, oh, the show's getting back on track, or it's getting, the jury's still out on that one, but we'll see.
I'm keeping hope alive. I'm keeping hope alive.
You do that.
I mean, what else? I mean, what else I got? I got nothing.